Sex and Money with Jess is a podcast dedicated to helping you deepen your relationship with yourself and others when it comes to sex and money. I'm your host, Jess, and my mission is to give you the tools to step outside of your comfort zone and into your empowered self. Here, I encourage you to let go of shame and societal pressures and reimagine your future the way you want it. If you're ready to gain more confidence, feel sexier, and become more secure in your finances, I invite you to put on your favorite outfit, pull out your bank statements, and let's get started. So, how is it going? Today, I am up bright and early trying to change my morning routine, which I think we should all try to strive to do. Just shake things up a little bit. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the morning. It can be at night or something. Today is an interesting day for me, emotions-wise. First and foremost, it is three people's birthdays who are very important in my life. My best friend, my grandma, and then one of my other best friend's daughters, who I have watched grow up for the past 10 years. And it brings so much joy to my soul to know each and every single one of these beautiful women and girls, and having just experienced life alongside of them. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, 2 years ago today, my mom had a fall that ultimately led to her passing away 2 weeks later. And so it's like a duality of emotions for me today to process. On one hand, I'm excited and I'm joyful because I get to celebrate the life of three people who I love and hold near and dear to my heart. While on the other hand, I'm still grieving. And that duality reminds me of other areas of life. When we're in the process of refreshing or renewing or changing around our finances, we get stuck in this duality of our old lifestyle and our new lifestyle. And what did life look like before? And what were our habits? And what were the things that brought us joy that we want to continue in our lives? And what things were hard? And what things maybe that we want to change or bring new into our world, into our financial goals and endeavors and dreams? And I think that duality is a beautiful thing. It teaches us a lot. It helps us hone in what it is that is important to us in life. For the last 2 years after my mom passed, it hasn't been easy. I've experienced a lot of ups and downs and ebbs and flows. And even one of the people whose birthdays I'm celebrating today, actually, two of the people whose birthdays I'm celebrating today, relationships have been hard. And it doesn't mean that life and relationships with those people are at the end. It just means that they get to blossom into something new. So if we look at our finances, or if we look at our relationships and our sexual lives, and we sit here and we're like, what new things do we want to bring in? What things do we want to continue to celebrate? What hard things do we want to let go? What hard things do we want to grieve, but also maintain a sense of thankfulness and love for what it was in our lives? My mom was one of the most important people in my life. I'm grateful for her every single day, but her passing is hard. And that grief and that mourning and that pain isn't something I want to necessarily carry forward into my future. The same thing with the struggles that you might have gone through or are going through with your finances. It's not something you want to carry into your future or with your sex life. There may be difficult things that you're going through with your sex life, and it's not necessarily stuff that you want to continue to sit in as the years go by. But it is important sometimes to recognize that teeter totter of emotions, that duality that both get to exist. I forget who I heard it from. Oh, I do remember. It was one of my other really good friends. They were explaining to me that in their life right now, where their life is at, their partner continues to remind them that it gets to be both and you might be really elated that this amazing thing is happening in your life, that you're making new strides in your finances, that you're finally opening up and seeing your sex life become what you want it to become. And you get to recognize that it's a struggle. You will make missteps along the way. You're gonna spend hundreds of dollars in a week, and then you're like, what did I do with my money? Or you're going to have some step backs in your sex life, and you're like, but things are going so well. What happened? It gets to be both, and we get to enjoy the highs of life. We get to do the celebrations and exude the love for friends whose birthdays it is, while simultaneously recognizing that life changed for you, for me at least, 2 years ago on today. It's important that we sit in these moments and recognize the various connections that we have between our emotions, and that we space for ourselves to feel it all, because there's nothing more important than feeling every single emotion on the spectrum of life. Whatever it is that you're working on, whatever it is that you're growing in or dealing with or processing or striving for, acknowledge the duality, acknowledge the both and. I hope that today goes well. Know that I love you. And I know for some people that might be like, you don't even know me, but you're a human on this earth, walking around. You exist for a reason. So you deserve love just for being you, just for existing, your mere presence. So I love you. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. I hope this episode left you feeling more confident in the future you are creating. I would love to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so please leave a review. And remember, sharing is caring. If you know somebody who could benefit from this podcast on their own personal journey, please share it with them. What I know we need more of in this world are people who are thriving in their financial and sexual lives. And if you're ready to dive in deeper, please go to lovealwaysjess.com/get started to find out more ways that you can work with me. May your day and week ahead be filled with love. See you next week.